Right now, we're joined by a couple of folks here in the studio. We got Meg McGurk of the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership here as per usual every other Tuesday at 3:30. Joined today by the head of special events for the town of Chapel Hill, Amanda Fletcher. Thank you both for joining us today.
Hello.
Hello. And we got a lot of summer events coming up in Chapel Hill. So
we do.
Let's get into it. What's going on?
Well, we have every summer for the past 5 or 6 years, we've done movies, free movies, up on the Wallace Plaza, which how many people know where the Wallace Plaza is?
I do.
Oh, all right. Yeah. One hand went up in the studio.
I was at the, actually, have I been to Movies Under the Stars? I've been to when you did the concerts,
yeah,
Under the Stars.
Yeah, it's where we used to do the locally grown concerts.
Yep. Locally grown, right.
It's on top of the Wallace parking deck, which is the main town parking deck in the corner of Rosemary Street and Henderson. So on the top there is a really nice plaza, and we have 6 free movies on certain Thursdays, June, July, and August. And we have a space theme, Movies Under the Stars.
Yes.
Get
Movies
it?
Movies Under the Stars.
The first one is Thursday, June 9th, Lilo and Stitch.
Nice.
Yep.
Awesome.
And go to our website, www.townofchapelhill.org, for more info on those movies to get a full lineup.
Mm-hmm. So it was Movies Under the Stars last year as well, and it was also 6 space-themed movies. Are you worried that you're going to run out of space-themed movies?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, appropriate space movies that we can show.
Appropriate space-themed movies,
end in the coming year, but we'll still do the movies. They may just not all be space-themed.
Might not be space-themed.
And we can still call it Under the Stars.
Yeah,
that's true. And, I mean, every movie has a star in it, right?
Like, true.
There you go.
Movies with the stars.
You just figured out the branding right there. Thank you, Aaron.
I like it. Done. Good night, everybody. All right.
Yep. July 28th in particular, we've got the new Star Wars.
Ooh,
so I'm looking forward to that. Yeah.
That night, we are going to have a whole lot of vendors up there. Face painters, stormtroopers.
Nice.
You name it, we've
costume
got
contest.
It.
Costume contest.
What is that dance you're doing right now?
It was kind of a stormtrooper dance.
Oh, yes.
Did you see them do
this
dance.
Move? Oh, yeah,
you know,
right.
It's kind of stiff. It's almost like a robot, right?
At the cantina? Yeah,
yes, there you go. Right. There you go. Yeah, that's going to be a really fun night. So we're looking forward to that.
Yeah.
I think the first 25 that show up get a lightsaber.
That's right.
Kids. We should restrict that to children.
Okay, yeah.
So, yeah.
Otherwise, there were going
to
be, like, people lining up a week in advance.
To get their lightsaber.
And it is a toy lightsaber.
To their other lightsabers that they already have.
That's right. Yeah. Disclaimer.
Right.
It's a toy.
Okay. So the first 25 kids who show up. Right.
But for
this
all...
This is not a kid-at-heart thing, either. Like, you have to be an actual child.
That's right. That's right.
All right.
But we do have free popcorn for all 6 of the movies all summer long and other activities for kids when if they show up early. And we encourage people to bring their own chairs and blankets and claim their spot. Go get some dinner from a downtown restaurant. It's a great venue. Believe it or not, in the summertime, it actually cools down. There's a nice breeze up there. You're a little elevated, and it gets really nice up there. So
and we'll have a misting tent.
Oh, nice.
Which is a lot of fun.
That's going to be useful in July.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
Yes.
All right. It's really cool. Like, if you've never been up to the top of the Wallace parking deck, like, you don't think, like, oh, the top of the parking deck, that's the place to go for cool things in Chapel Hill. But it actually is a really nice space. Like, it's big. It's expansive. There's room to set up booths and tents and free popcorn and everything. So
and there's
really
a great
cool.
view.
Yeah. There's a great view.
It's a really,
it is. It's a great space, too, for young kids. They can run around safely because it's kind of removed from the street. So it is a great place to do events.
All right. What else is going on?
Well, this Friday is the last live and local event on the 140 West Plaza.
Are are we wrapping up live and local and then starting Movies Under the Stars immediately?
Yes.
That's the idea? Okay.
Yep.
We are.
How has live and local been going this year?
Good.
Yeah.
Good. This is our fourth time doing that series, and we plan on continuing it again in the fall. But that runs every Friday night from 6 to 9 p.m.
Live and local at 140 West has been going on for 4 years.
Four seasons.
So fall, spring.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was going to say, 140 West has not been around for four years.
No.
We are not that old already.
Don't try to catch us on something there, Aaron.
No, I'm just like... I wouldn't put it past me for that plaza to have been there for 4 years. Time moves so quickly these days. Yeah. But, okay. So we've got one more live and local at 140 West. This Friday, 6 to 9, is that the
time?
It is,
right. Yep.
Who's there?
This one's called The Hot Spot, and it's all oversized games. So we've got Giant Jenga, Twister, what else?
Cornhole.
Yeah.
Right.
Lots of games. Lots of fun.
For kids of all ages.
Giant Jenga?
Yes.
How giant?
It's pretty giant.
Like, yay
like
giant?
Like, stand next
you
to it.
You have to stand next to it to move the blocks. Yeah.
All right. I like it. So, okay, so that's going to be 6 to 9 on this Friday. And this is the last opportunity of the summer season, right?
Yep, for Live and Local. Yeah, it won't start back up until probably September.
August, September.
On the 140 West Plaza, yep.
Very cool.
But in a few weeks, on June 25th and 26th, Bear Theater, B-A-R-E Theater, which is a Shakespearean company, is doing live performances of their adaptation of Two Gentlemen of Verona, and it's free. And they're doing a whole series throughout the summer in different places all over the Triangle.
Okay.
And this is when they're going to be in Chapel Hill, and they're doing it on the 140 West Plaza.
Interesting.
And they're bringing Shakespeare to the street. It's free, so it's people can engage with them as they're just walking by. You can stay for 5 minutes or the whole play.
Oh.
I went and saw them yesterday at the North Carolina Museum of
Doing
History.
Doing Two Gentlemen of Verona.
Doing this exact... Oh, and it was fantastic. It's a really funny play, and there were plenty of kids that came and watched it, and although I'm sure they had no concept of what the Shakespearean language was, it's full of characters, and
yes.
So there was a lot of, you know, comedy and physical comedy too, and so they were totally enthralled. So these performances are Saturday, June 25th, and Sunday, June 26th on the 140 West Plaza.
I like that. Okay, so it's good. It's just going to be right there. You can walk past them and interact, and
absolutely,
I mean, not interact too much, but interact a little bit. Yeah,
no heckling, but
no heckling, no like walking on and like Rocky Horroring the show. But that's going to be really cool. Okay,
yeah.
So we're speaking with Meg McGurk and Amanda Fletcher, Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership and Chapel Hill Head of Special Events, respectively. Summer events going on in Chapel Hill. I'm really looking forward to the Shakespeare thing, because their theater, were they at Varsity Theater in the past? I remember that.
When they did
that.
Measure by Measure.
Yep.
And then last summer they were at Force Theater where they did, and I'm blanking.
I'm not going to.
Another performance.
I'm just going to go ahead and say Hamlet.
Sure, why not?
Oh, wait, no, it was Macbeth.
I think it was Macbeth.
Yes.
Yes.
I went to Macbeth.
Yeah, and so this is another one they're doing. So
I just jinxed myself like 4 times in a row. I was like, Macbeth. Show's going downhill from here.
It's all over.
That's fine. All right.
Yep. And then, of course, the 4th of July celebration is coming up.
Of course.
What do we need to know about that?
Well, everything.
Okay.
Well, Meg said it's the best fireworks on the East Coast. I don't know if that's official, but Meg said it.
All right.
So I'm putting it. Go ahead and tweet
me
on that.
Yeah,
I'll take
that.
Best fireworks on the East Coast.
That's so definitely, everyone mark your calendars.
It's like New York is 3rd, Washington is 2nd, and that's
it. Thank you. Yep. Thank you. You got it.
It's at Keenan Stadium once again. It'll be on July 4th. Gates are at 7. We'll again have inflatables, face painting, lots of activities for the kids, food trucks, all the typical things. And then we will have a watermelon contest hosted by DSI Comedy. Mm-hmm. And then the fireworks kick off at sundown.
Mm-hmm. All right, awesome. Is Ron Stutz emceeing again this year?
As far as I'm aware. Haven't been told.
He's out of town right now. We're gonna volunteer him right now. Yeah,
exactly.
He's gonna be doing that. He's gonna be performing music, doing stand-up comedy. He's
We're
gonna be lighting the
a
fireworks.
Band.
No, not at all. Yep, Ron's doing it all.
He's
gonna come back. We're just gonna hand him a list. Here's what you're doing on the 4th of July.
We actually did book a band called the Soul Psychedelic Orchestra.
Okay, very cool.
It's their first time playing this event, so that'll be really exciting.
That's a great name. It sounds like a good band.
I know.
And the fireworks show is always so much fun. Like, it really is. Like, it's in addition to being the greatest fireworks show on the East Coast, it's also more than the fireworks show.
Yeah.
Because you've got the watermelons, you've got the music, you've got the beach balls bouncing around on the stage
the glow sticks,
everything. There's so much going on the concourse around Keenan Stadium before you even get in. So it's a lot of fun for several hours.
It's one of the few fireworks shows in the country that are shot from inside of a stadium.
Yes.
So it is pretty close proximity. You're not going to see anything like that anywhere.
That is why it is the best one on the entire East Coast.
But not too close.
Not too close.
Across the stadium.
Fire marshal, not too close.
All right. Speaking again with Meg McGurk and Amanda Fletcher, a lot of summer events happening in Chapel Hill. Got to let you go in a little while, but anything else happening in and around town?
No. If people want to find out, I'm sure there is lots of other things happening, but these events we're talking about, because these are the big ones for the summer. You can find out more information at townofchapelhill.org or downtownchapelhill.com. All of these events are posted on both of our sites.
And all of those events are free, right? With the donation for the 4th of July.
That's right.
Other than that, they are.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good.
No excuses not to go.
Yeah.
Right on.
Awesome. So Meg McGurk, Amanda Fletcher, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.